Hey guys,
welcome back to another episode of Wine and Whispers.
Nikita,
I hate that you knew that I was going to say that. I'm going to stop being so predictable. Denise,
Nikita,
what are we talking about today?
We're talking about something that I think people don't realize they do or they've experienced, but it happens. And I think it happens to everybody more than they think. Grief. But not grief in the way that you think grief.
Okay.
Have you ever grieved someone who's still living?
I don't know. I'll be honest. I want to say yes because I understand the thought behind it. But
let me get a little philosophical for you guys. Hold on.
She's leaving me.
I forgot my glasses.
Oh, no. We need the glasses. You see my
outfit? I got to push them up for you. My mother makes fun of me. She was like, why do you keep pushing them up? So why do you keep pushing them?
Because
up?
You're wise. That's what sages do. Okay, thank you. I want to say yes, but then I want to say probably not.
Okay.
This is a good topic. I like this though.
Okay.
We're gonna see if I really like people or not. I guess
we'll find out. Let's uncork
and unwind.
I was ready for this. So ready.
You know, I'm so glad we got wine.
I was so ready for this.
Denise, what are we drinking today?
It's called Christina.
Ooh, but it's a Gruner. So I want everyone to know.
I don't know what that is, but she does.
A Gruner is like a nice, dry, crisp wine, which is like my cup of tea because I don't like sweetness too much.
Whereas I like sweet.
Cheers.
Wait, let's try that again.
Okay.
There you go. Oh, this is dry.
Oh, this is delicious.
I mean, I have more than what this is in here.
I'm gonna have another cup. I don't waste alcohol, so I'll always drink sweet if it's poured for me, but this.
Okay. So, grieving someone who is still present, still earthside, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, grieving someone who is still alive refers to the experience of a grief or loss of feelings towards a person who is physically present but has undergone a significant change in their life, which can be anything as far as someone you used to connect with, they've changed in their demeanor, behavior, or attitudes, feelings, values, or beliefs.
Okay.
And you no longer align with that. Or someone you need to set boundaries with, and they are not respecting those boundaries. So your next step to be able to combat them not respecting your boundaries is removing them completely from your life.
So this just sounds to me like...
It's a step further than boundaries.
Oh, because I was going to say that. So this really just sounds to me like you're standing 10 toes down on what you believe in and you're not taking bullshit from nobody. And if they can't stand in your space, they can't stand in your space.
Right. And that can be anyone from a friendship to even down to the hard relatives.
So I will hands down say I got no problem cutting friends.
Okay.
Family's a little different. But friends, if we're not on the same page and our season is up and I can't respect your space or you can't respect my space, I wish nothing but the best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I hope that everything that you have in your future is everything you ever wanted. And that's it. But you don't got to sit at my table no more. And I'm okay with that. And I don't got to sit at your table. And I'm okay with that too. I'm so okay with that.
To an extent. I think that's how most people handle the situation, but there's this underside that takes place for some, for many, let's see, such as,
let me know,
a feeling of mixture of feelings that include, but are not limited to, sadness, anger, guilt, frustration, relief.
Yeah, definitely relief.
I think at different points in our life, we've experienced it with people.
Okay.
It could be one or two or any combination.
Mm-hmm.
I know personally, I experienced an argument with a friend.
Okay.
Or disagreement, however you want to look at it.
Okay.
And they were headstone on what they felt. They didn't want to hear another perspective on something.
Makes sense.
Which then in turn, we left the argument unhinged. Like, it wasn't, there was no closure.
Unresolved.
Unresolved. And it hurt. It hurt because this was somebody that I called every day. I spoke to every day. This is someone who was very much involved in different aspects of my life. I was involved in different aspects of their life.
Okay.
And it hurt not being able to pick up the phone and call and say, hey, this is what's going on. What's your thoughts? And vice versa. This was someone that, you know, it hurt knowing that they didn't even want to try to put forth an effort and say, hey, you know what? Maybe we ended our conversation wrong. What are you trying to tell me that I'm not listening to?
Right.
The lack of wanting to work on it.
The desire.
That's the grief that I can say that I felt.
Okay.
That was a friendship situation. Right. I've had family situations where it was just so sad to see that this person took no ownership or onus on their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost like a, you're the problem. I'm not the problem. And I'm
they're saying you're
okay.
The problem.
Mm-hmm. And I'm absolutely okay knowing that I'm standing in my truth, which is not a truth at all because they've created this falsehood in their head.
They're making up stories and the stories is not true. They're making up stories so that they're not the villain and they're the victim.
Right.
Ah, okay.
Right. And so that grief was hard too because it's like, how do I love you from a distance? Because that's family.
So again, I definitely agree that family is a hard one where I've gone through the motions of where I understand with some family that, you know what, I love you to death and I think you're a great human, but you're just not a great human for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can never not love you because you're family. You're either a mom, a dad, an aunt, a grandma, an uncle, you know, whoever you may be.
And people will come for you, oh, but that's your mother, or oh, but that's your dad, oh, but that's your aunt.
Yeah, but
that's your sister.
I went through some trauma.
But they are also not respecting
the boundaries that you've created, right?
Yes.
So I do believe that I was going to tell you, oh my gosh, thank you so much.
I was like, ooh.
I was like, wait, I see a fingerprint. Okay. So I think that the family one is the hard one, is a harder one for me. And I went through it, not recently, but like a couple of years ago where I just had to set a boundary for myself with a family member. And I was just like, you know what? I love you. I do. And I will never not love you. But there are things where you don't need to be a part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do these things with me and I don't need to do these things with you. And I need you to lean on some other family members that aren't me. Because I'm tired.
There was this big argument when I was getting married. And my mother and my grandmother, they were like, but you got to invite them. They're family. And I'm like, but I need people there who's going to be there to bask in joy and give me positivity. I don't need people there just so we can show face.
Absolutely. So I will say that's one thing that I very much appreciate about my wedding. So my wedding was small. It was less than 100 people at my wedding. Maybe 110, right? But less than 100. Yeah. And ultimately I was quick to say, I'm not inviting you. First off, for my friends, if I haven't talked to you in the past year, I'm not inviting you.
I remember you mentioned that. Mm-hmm.
If I haven't met your significant other, I'm not inviting them unless you've been together for longer than a year, which at that point, if you've been longer than the year,
why haven't
I've
I met
you?
Right.
Okay. So, right. You're not invited. The only people that got, freebies on that was people in the parties. Like, I guess you can bring a significant other with you because you went to my party.
Okay.
All right. I guess. You're an important person to me. So if you've been dating less than a year, I get it.
Right. You want your friend there.
Fine.
Little friend.
But for family, if you weren't my immediate family, you're not invited. And the only people I extended my invites to were my great aunts because they were related to my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
On my mom's side. That's the only people. And there were just two of them.
I extended it to the people just because, you know, out of respect for... Listen, there's a lot of things. And I'm gonna get. I have a point. I'm building up to it.
I know, girl. Is it a West Indian point?
No, it's. Oh, mine it's was a West Indian I'm gonna point. Return back to Miss Mel Robbins and her Let Them theory.
Mm-hmm.
But I acquiesced. You welcome, guys. I acquiesced to my mother and my grandmother a lot of things in my wedding. Let them tell it. I didn't, but I did.
I did nothing.
Right. And I extended it. And guess what? I had to pay the extra plate.
Absolutely not.
They never show. And I knew it. I knew it too, because I was like, they're not going to show. They're not going to show. They're not going to show. We paid the extra week of. And I wanted a very small intimate. I was good at my 100 cap. I was good That's at my 100 cap.
I want you to know 100 is a beautiful number for
it
a
is
wedding.
A beautiful number.
Because it's still full.
We had to pay for 20 extra plates.
Fuck that. Sorry.
Me. And we were just shy of 100. We also had, it also was like a heat wave going on. And people, I guess, didn't want to travel distance because the church was in Queens mm-hmm. and the reception was in Suffolk County. It is what it is. This is where I live.
Either you do it or you don't.
Right. Like, you want to be there, you want to show up. I want to make sure I'm wearing lipstick on my sweater. You want to show up for us, you're going to show up for us.
Right. If you don't show up, that's fine too. But I see where your plates are and I'm okay with that. Like, right. I'm whatever.
So to loop back mm-hmm. to grieving someone who's alive and okay. the let them theory. We talked about three of the pillars last time, which was proximity, time, and...
Don't help me. I can't remember. I'm so bad at... I have no short-term memory. I have no memory in general, actually.
Anywho, so I'm listening to it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going through it. And it's talking... And the specific chapter I'm listening coincides with the grief. And it's...
Is it the season? Time, proximity, and like the reason? Like the season that you're in with them? Motherhood and motherhood?
No.
Okay, so go ahead.
But that was the episode, Reason for a Season.
But that's what I'm thinking, like maybe it was tying in somehow. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, my bad.
So it ties in to grief, where it's how to love people from a distance. And in the let them theory, it's not just about saying let them, like almost like a let them deal with it. That's their feelings, that's their whatever. I'm not going to absorb that. It's more than that. It's let them, meaning let them do their thing. Let them do them.
Okay.
Like, you know how you say someone, do you? Like, literally.
Do you.
But let me. Because I can only control me. I can only control my emotions, my reactions, my how I want to handle it, and my peace.
Yes.
And so it's like, okay, you set these boundaries. Yes, it hurts because you want to be able to work through it with the person. But if they're not willing to, let them deal with their own stuff and then let them sit in it by themselves.
So as you're talking about this, it makes me think of a time mm-hmm. where I did go through this.
Okay. I told you, we all do.
But it was a boy. So it's definitely not a friendship. I will hands down say okay. it's not a friendship. But it was this boy. Mm-hmm. And I remember this boy, lovely human. Not lovely for me.
Is he really a lovely human? Because if he was a lovely human, he'd still be here.
But no? He's not lovely for me.
Okay.
I think he's lovely for somebody else. He just wasn't lovely for me. And I will never forget. There is a person in both of our lives that we know. She's a front desk person at the other place. Okay. Just let it simmer. She met this man and was just... She met this man and...
Well, let me choke on the dry.
Sorry. Oh. So she met this man... But at the time, she also met my current husband.
Hmm? Okay.
Oh, yes. It's no big deal. I was very honest that I'm dating multiple people. We're not together because we're not monogamous. We're dating. So own up to it or not, whatever. So, hi.
Hi.
So when she met this other boy, and I'm going to call him a boy, she was very clear and said, oh, yeah, that ain't the way for you.
Okay.
And I was just like, what are you talking about? She was like, I'm going to wait till you're ready to talk about it. I said, okay. So I kept bumping and bouncing. Doop, 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 doop. And then I came to a point where I realized that this boy wasn't going to change.
Mm.
And I was in a state of my mind where I didn't want to depend on anybody. I wanted to be able to, if I wanted to go out, you're going to come out with me because we're going to live our best life. Because we was like early 20s. Like,
yeah, you still have your whole life ahead of you.
My whole life, early 20s, mid-teens, late teens, like that area. And I'm like, I want to go out. Mm-hmm. I want to live my best life. Let's go to a club. Let's go dancing.
And they wanted to be a homebody.
Oh my God. Again, perfect for somebody that wasn't me. And what Fair I also enough. Didn't understand was I love my family. And when I do family events, I want to be with my family and I want to go do things with my family, whether it's drop of the dime, go to Long Island because my aunt's doing a barbecue for Memorial Day. First off, my aunt has a beautiful backyard, so I definitely want to go. And my aunt can cook. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And this is before.
Sorry, this fairy is bothering me.
You have a fairy? I have a fairy? I hate fairy knots. Okay. Oh, look at that. That's a big fairy knot. Okay. So you don't want to go. And this is before congestion prices, right? So I just had to point that out there. It's not like we're paying extra money to go to Long Island.
That's congestion prices.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So like you just didn't want to go. And he drove. He had a whole car. Or my mother was offering to drive. And he didn't want to get in the fucking car. So it was just like there was no compromise. But if his sister was throwing a party, oh, we going. So fuck you and your shit. We can go to both. So I was sad because I thought that this was the end for me.
Like there was going to be nothing better?
No. Oh. I just thought that he was the one. I thought that we were at the point where we were aligned in what we were trying to do. We were talking about, you know, our future. We were talking about how we both wanted kids. We were talking all of those things. Mm-hmm. So then I was sad when I just realized that you was just talking. You didn't really want to meet me where I was,
bells and whistles, and it was all smoke and mirrors.
Yes. So I will admit that, but I'm also different. I will admit that I was sad for a day because I remember I was sad. I ate ice cream. I definitely drank some wine. I watched movies. I was mellow, and I was sad and depressed a smidge. But wait, the next following day. Mm-hmm. I was out and I said, fuck this shit. Ain't nobody gonna keep me down.
You sound like somebody else I know.
Which is why I chuckled when she talked about how no nigga's gonna keep her down.
Right.
I said, you know what?
Not even mad at it. But
I'm not mad at that.
But at the same time, you know, she shared and expressed that the grief with a friend.
It does hurt.
It hurts. I think it hurts more when it's a relative and a close friend, like someone that you have been vulnerable with. Versus someone you have been less vulnerable with.
I think we all react differently. Mm-hmm. And so I think that, yes, it definitely hurts differently when it's your homeboy, it's your homegirl, it's that family, you know, whoever it is, right? It definitely hits differently. But I guess it also just means that we all react differently on how we let it affect us moving forward. Because mm-hmm. like this boy, it hurt. But I was definitely going to say, nah, ain't nobody changing my life perspective and ain't nobody going to make me sit in my house, eat ice cream for the next 2 weeks straight.
Right.
But that's my mindset. I refuse.
But not everyone feels this way. So some feelings that they say is, you know, or some ways to cope with the grief is acknowledge your feelings, mm-hmm. which is important to recognize and validate your grief, even if it seems unusual to others. Mm-hmm. Right. Seek support, talk to a therapist, counselor, or trusted friend or family member about your experiences. Set realistic expectations. Understand that the relationship with the person may have changed significantly and adjust your expectations accordingly, which I'm going to break away from the last one that they offered. They say, mm-hmm. once somebody does something to you one time, you if you are strong-minded enough, you ain't never going to let that shit happen.
No.
You will recognize the signs.
Quickly.
Your intuition, you will feel it in your gut. And it's going to say, it's happening again. And it's going to start preparing you so it cannot transpire. So it's like almost like a fool me once.
You're going to have those red alerts.
Twice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, my sister and I do that often, right?
I didn't know that.
So now it's you and I.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. And then... focus on self-care. Prioritize activities that bring you comfort and support your emotional well-being.
So, you know, I always wonder if you've gone through this grief, this breakup with the friendship, do Do people then think that they can't trust their other friends?
You become more leery.
You do.
You become more leery. You become more alert and aware to avoid it. Which,
it's a little sad.
It's a form of protection.
Of course.
But it's sad because now you're like in a state of panic or fear.
It's like you're double checking everything you're saying.
Right. Now, I've had someone.
Okay.
Where we've had a disagreement, worked through the disagreement.
Beautiful.
I've had several people, actually. But I've learned how to navigate working with them moving forward, and I've never been the same person with them.
Oh, so
they don't get that piece of me that brought us there for them to do it again. So they get a piece, they will still get me who will show up, mm-hmm. but I'll show up in a completely different capacity.
Okay.
They will get me who's still jovial and funky and funny or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but it's very limited.
You're minding your space.
I'm also respecting the fact that you ain't gonna play me. You ain't gonna play in my face again.
I'm not boo boo the fool.
Right, you're not gonna play in my face again. Which, again, it's because I'm not doing another one of these.
I respect it.
I'm not gonna waste it.
No, that I didn't pour you more.
Yeah, sorry, I poured you more. But yeah, just knowing that I'm gonna show up differently.
So I wonder those friendships that you've had, where let's say it's you and
relatives too.
Shaniqua.
I've shown up differently for relatives as well. Oh. Like, oh, hi, auntie.
Keep it pushing.
And keep pushing.
I might need to do that
because you know there's always family drama.
I seem to be at the center of my family drama recently.
Don't be the common denominator now.
No, it's just recently.
Okay.
And it's because they want me to have kids. So I'm the drama because I ain't having no kids.
Left alone.
And then it's also
the gal alone.
The drama because I'm married and I changed my name.
Left the gal alone.
So I didn't do it really.
That was a horrible accent, but I know what I mean.
But I know what you meant. I picked it up. So that's the only reason I'm the drama right now. Normally, it's not me. Normally, it's my cousins because they cause the mischief. So I love it.
My cousins do that.
Which I'm here for you, cousins. Please cause all the mischief and keep it off of me. Just saying. But it's definitely me right now because of the kids and the name.
The name?
My name is no longer my name. My name is now hyphenated.
So what? You got married.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, it's okay. I had drama with my name, too.
So annoying.
I had drama on my mother's side with my name, and I had drama with Andre and my name. Yeah, I said his name. He doesn't listen anymore. Maybe he'll surprise me.
He'll surprise and listen to this one.
Right. There was drama. But at this point,
it is what it is.
It's 12 years in.
Right. Y'all name is y'all name.
They got over it.
Absolutely. They gonna get over it.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do about it. My name is my name now. Anyway. So I always wonder, so again, back to you, it's you and your friend Shaniqua.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So I know Shaniqua was the fake name that I used to do when I was in sixth grade when I wanted to be somebody.
Oh, my fake name was Ava. You couldn't tell me nothing.
Shaniqua.
I was Ava.
S-H-A-U-N-I-Q-U-A. Shaniqua.
Okay, Shaniqua. Ew. Cheers. Not pinkies up. So, you and Shaniqua, mm-hmm. which I think is even funnier now, you had a tiff. And I say the tiff was because of something value-related. You don't want to get married. She thinks marriage is a thing, and you've been dating for 5 years, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever. Okay. So, you've had this tiff. You've resolved your tiff. So, are you saying now, even though you resolved this tiff with Shaniqua, you and Shaniqua are not showing up in the same way, or you're not showing up in the same way for Shaniqua as you, used to?
I'm not.
But she could be, but you just don't know.
Yeah. She's not getting me in the same capacity she had me before.
But that friendship can technically continue for another 25 years.
Yeah, I'm still not showing up the same way.
Oh. How does that affect you?
I don't do it in a way where I become this horrible friend. I just know my limitations. I'm not that piece of me that was. This is dry. No offense. It's so good. Because I haven't coughed this much in a while.
You haven't, but it's so good.
I love it. So, an example. Let's say with Shaniqua.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do this without giving away my experience with...
The person. The real. The real Shaniqua.
The real Shaniqua.
Shaniqua!
Let's say Shaniqua and I, we had a standing Saturday night.
Okay.
Right?
Love it.
I'm no longer doing that.
Oh.
I may do it once in every blue moon. Okay.
But it's not the same.
But it's not the same.
It's not a standing Saturday.
It's not a standing Saturday anymore.
Has Shaniqua said anything?
I think Shaniqua recognizes it too.
Ah, okay. So do you think now that if you think she recognizes it and you know what's happening, do you think that will then, or do you care if it then further changes your relationship?
No, I think it's something where we both don't want to be in that space of vulnerability anymore.
Okay.
And it's something where it's like, okay, maybe we have to rebuild that.
And get back to it.
Okay, so did you ever watch Inside Out?
The movie?
Yeah.
I did!
Remember how she has all these little islands?
Yes.
And it crumbled?
Yes.
And then they had to be rebuilt?
Is this what they're talking about? Okay. But not every grief is going to go through this as well.
No. Every grief is going to be its own. Right? Okay. The same way, and I'm not to be morbid, but every death is different. Right?
Every death is different.
Every death is different, so every grief is different. So the same thing. Every reason for there to be a separation. Now, when I say grief, I'm talking about I will never talk to this person again, but I know that they're living and they're moving on with their life. I'm not talking about the situation like I would have with the Shaniqua.
Right.
Because that's not a grief anymore. We've been able to rebuild it
mm-hmm.
and work and hopefully working towards, you know, making it bigger and better. Right?
Okay.
'Tis the goal. Everyone can hope.
Of course.
I'm talking about your, this will never happen to us because I'm putting 10 toes down on it. Knock on wood. Right? You and I,
mm-hmm.
something would have happened.
Bitch, we're talking tonight. Where right. the fuck you at?
You can go to the next room.
Right.
Hang out and come back.
You can go do your little temper tantrum. Or right. I can go do mine. But we come back and talking this shit out.
Right. All right. But I'm talking about like if. Hypothetically, in a crazy world, in a dystopian world.
Okay, no, because we in one.
I know.
In an alternate universe. In an
alternate universe.
Let's do Marvel.
Right. If there's something you did, and I'm like, can we just work this out? And
yes.
You're like, no, this is how I feel about it, and that's it?
Oh.
And you don't want to work through it?
That's aggressive.
That's letting me know that I will never be able to, you will never be open to hearing different perspectives to grow.
No.
Right?
I sound like a very uppity person in this situation.
And it's
going
to hurt me because we have so much history together.
Right.
But I know I can never be in contact with you for the rest of my life. That's the grief I'm talking about.
It ain't going to happen. Alternate universe.
No, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
But this is the grief I'm talking about in terms of, you know, this person is still moving on with their life. And you would love to be a part of their life, but you know that it's only toxic for both of you. Because this person is not willing to...
Isn't that most relationships, like, phrase, not most friendships. I mean, like, people that you've dated in the past.
I don't care about those.
But isn't that the same kind of feeling?
No.
Okay. I don't understand.
In the moment, yes. I grieved the person because, you know, your heartbreak or whatever. I'm talking about, like, people that you know. Like, I have boyfriends that I've broken up with that I'm still okay with.
I talk to most of my exes.
Right. That's not what I'm talking about. Because that can happen. That's not grieving somebody. They're still alive and you're still friends with them.
I want you to know that I fully am picking up what you're putting down and I'm fully understanding what you're saying.
Okay. So this is what I'm saying. Like,
I don't go, I'm not going through this.
So like, okay.
Have I had a friend in the past that I was mad cool with and we was like sisters and people couldn't tell us apart? Absolutely.
Right.
I no longer talk to this person? Absolutely. Do I care? Not one iota. That person must have did something to me and I'm just like, I bet I'm going to keep it pushing.
But you grieved them for a little bit.
I'm pretty sure I was maybe sad.
Right. And I could be angry too, though.
Sure. But I can't remember it. And that's where I'm like, I don't have a vivid, volatile, emotional, strong memory of this happening to me.
Okay.
I remember the boy because I was sad.
Yeah.
And I remember because that's probably the only boyfriend I've ever grieved like that.
I only had one like that too.
So that's why this one stands out to me.
Okay.
But all the mothers, if I don't talk to you now, we separated for whatever reason. We have to stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just,
And so your way of let me was, I'm going out the next day.
Yeah, I was going out the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. For some people, they can't get to the let me so fast. It's hard to get to the let me. Especially when you are really invested in what that relationship was.
So I also wonder if I get there to that let me point so fast because mm-hmm. of how I was raised.
Okay.
I say that because my father left, so I was only raised by my mom and my grandfather. And my grandfather was very much, suck it up, buttercup.
Okay. Because that's men's emotions and dealing with feelings.
My grandpa was quick.
Feelings are like, whatever. Whatever. You know?
Yo, he was quick. If I fell down, he would look at me, which is what I do now. So this is definitely where I get it from. He would look at me, make sure I wasn't bleeding. Okay, we still going. Okay, grandpa, let's go. Where are we going now? What are we doing?
Yeah.
If I fell down, you good? Okay, come on. Let's go get some juice inside. We never stayed on it. But my mom's the same way. She's very much the one, if I got injured because of dance or whatever, she'd be like, are you okay? Are you injured? Do you need to go see a doctor?
Mm-hmm.
And if it was, I think I can walk it off. Okay, get your stuff. Let's go to the car. That was my life.
I think that's just Caribbean people in general.
It might be. But that's how I grew up, you know? So that whole idea of being in that moment and being letting that weigh me down, especially because I can't control it, right?
Mm.
That's what it is. Especially because I can't control it now.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I going to stay there? Me staying there is just saying, is defeating for myself. And I think that's what it is. I don't like to lose, right? And then I feel defeated and I feel defeated. I feel like I lost.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't losing. I ain't losing in life. I ain't losing in a game. If we playing dominoes, I'm going to win. I'm aggressive. I'm competitive. So I think that's also where it comes down to where, like, if I'm grieving, I'm grieving for more than 24 hours. I've lost. And I've lost myself. I've lost to myself. Or I've given defeat and the person who made me feel that way has won. And I'm beat to let nobody win.
Okay.
But again, that's me.
So you're saying it's not okay to...
Okay.
Okay. So in terms of what would be the five stages of grief, right? Which is denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. You go from sad to acceptance or anger to acceptance, and that's it. There's no in between.
I think so. What are the five stages?
Denial.
No, if it's happening, it's happening.
Anger. Well, denial usually happens
before
in your traditional sense of grief, losing a loved one. Is a denial like, I can't believe they're gone. I can't believe they're gone. That's denial.
Okay.
So it's denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance.
So, I mean, I went through the depressive with the boy
okay.
for 24 hours. And then I said, fuck this shit. So I didn't think I liked me in that state. But yeah, I'm not bargaining. If you walked away or I walked away, all right, we walked away. I'm not here to beg for you to come back. And I don't know if I really want anyone to beg for me to come back.
Bargaining doesn't necessarily mean that either. Mm. It could mean you trying to convince yourself, well, here's all the good that they did, despite all the bad that they did.
So I think I do that with my family. I don't do it with anyone outside of my family.
Yeah.
So I will do that with my family. Anyone outside of it, again, is a no-go for me.
Okay.
But I will say, ultimately, it is a sad to acceptance or an anger to acceptance.
Okay. Sad is not on the list, but I'm looping sad.
Oh,
I'm sad. I'm looping sad with anger.
Oh, yeah. So it's that
hair.
Oh, my gosh. Look at it. It's huge. Okay. That's what she said. Sorry, guys. So it's going from there, that second stage,
okay,
to the fifth stage. I'm gonna skip one, and I'm gonna skip three and four. I'm gonna go 2 to 5. And I know, even with like grief, like true grief, with a person passing, I skipped denial. I skipped it.
Excuse me.
I already knew what was happening, and I accepted it. So like I it was, there was no denial. I wasn't angry. It was shock. It's a tape. It was shock and maybe a smidge of anger. I didn't bargain.
A smidge.
I was a smidge angry. Just a smidge. I didn't do any bargaining. I knew what it was. What's the next one?
What? Hold on.
Denial, anger, bargaining.
Depression.
I probably hit.
Don't think I've experienced that one.
I don't think I experienced it in the sense that I couldn't put myself, and I still don't, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I don't put myself in situations that can remind me about the person that passed away. So I don't know if that's depression, but I avoid it if I can.
Okay.
But you would
put avoidance under as a
subcategory under depression.
Got it.
Because I still do it to this day. Like, if I can avoid it, I will. I won't do it. If I have to do it, I'll suck it up, Buttercup. But I'll avoid it. And then acceptance. I feel like I was already at acceptance when I heard the news. Because I knew it was happening. And I knew it wasn't. I knew there wasn't. Well, maybe it'll be a miracle and they'll wake up. No. I knew from jump when I got the call. What it was going to be. So I was already at acceptance.
Okay.
So I still skipped around.
I've only had one. Excuse me. I've only had one true physical, in the sense of grief,
mm-hmm,
person, bereavement. I'm at a space of acceptance, and I think I reach acceptance faster than most.
Okay.
And that's because that person's last days was not a true reflection of who I got to have my time with.
So you knew.
Yeah.
I get it.
But it's not the same when you're talking about someone who's living, because it's so abrupt. It catches you off guard. So it can put you in a myriad of these feelings.
So maybe I haven't experienced an abrupt one.
Okay. You felt it coming. You knew it was coming. And you kind of cut it off short before it happens. Or when it got cut off.
Or it just...
Me. I don't know what's wrong with me today, guys. I think it's this.
It's the wine for her. It's delicious, guys. I just want you to know. If you like dry like me, this is it.
You can have that. Got me coughing, got me yawning. I'm very interested in this conversation.
It's so good.
Yeah, that or got the itis, but anyway.
Maybe both. So I think that, I don't know if it was that I saw it coming or just maybe it was a feeling that I had. We maybe weren't talking as much.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was that you moved to California. I don't know.
Oh. I thought it was a real thing. So I put
no.
Real quick.
Ain't nobody moved to California.
Oh.
You know, maybe it was one of those. Maybe. And so then it was coming in a...
Not me feeling old.
Ma'am.
I was just trying to reposition myself. And oh my goodness. Do you guys like the new setup?
Then...
Completely squirreling on you guys. But do you like the new setup?
I like it. It's comfy.
It's comfy. That's what... This
is the vibe.
So, I completely side note conversation. I went back to listening to all of our previous episodes,
mm-hmm,
from the beginning.
From season one.
Right? This is season one.
This is season two.
This is season one.
You're right. This is season one.
We're going to have a season two, guys. Don't worry. We're coming back. Move that back. So I went back because I wanted to, you know, this nostalgia. of our episodes to this one. This is the last one for season one. And I'm listening back to how we sounded. I'm mm-hmm. listening back to, you know, our setup. And one of the things we mentioned is we wanted to be comfy and cozy. And I feel like we tried to be comfy and cozy, but this...
This is comfy.
This is cozy, right? All this I need is a blanket. Maybe that's why I'm yawning.
You gotta take a whole nap, ma'am. It's because you're comfy.
I'm comfy. I need you guys to understand I work 7 days a week.
She about to take a whole nap.
I work 7 days a week, and so...
When she can relax, she can relax. She's like...
So yes, that was my little side note, but... We'll look back to the whole end of season one, season two thing.
We won't. It's just end of season one. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay.
I want you to know that I don't know what I'll say anymore.
Grief?
No? Yeah, I don't know what I was talking about.
That's fine.
That's fine, too. Okay, beautiful.
Bye, squirrel. So.
So this is different than normal grief, right? So how
very much so.
How do you deal? What are your ways of
coping?
Thank you.
It mentioned.
No. Okay. I think you said them, but what are your ways?
So
we know
reaching out to the people I know I can come and say, hey, am I wrong? Am I the a-hole in this situation?
Okay.
And hearing the hard truths. Right? I don't want to hear them.
But sometimes you got to.
But sometimes you got to, because sometimes you got to, you know, you got to take ownership of, okay, maybe I was wrong in the situation and maybe I do need to apologize. Even if the person doesn't want to reconcile, at least I know at the end of the day, I've apologized. Mm-hmm. Right? I have to figure out new ways to fill the gap of what I had in the relationship with that person.
Okay.
And sometimes it ends up bringing me closer to other people who were always there, but I didn't pay attention to them in the same capacity.
You didn't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, this person was here to show up. And this is where reason for a season ties in, right? Because sometimes you have people and you know they're there, you know they're part of your life, but the relationship isn't fostered in the same way until something happens. And this is where the whole trauma bonding or the experience bonding happens, when we tie it to the hoods. See how I'm doing this? You see how I'm tying them all in?
Because she listens.
Reason for a season, the hoods. This is life, right?
This is real life.
It's real life. And, you know, everything happens for a reason.
Absolutely.
Even though you do not understand it when you're going through the motions.
Or you don't want it to happen.
Right. But these people are placed in our lives.
Yes.
Again, I'm not trying to do a reason for a season all over again, but it's true.
It applies.
Mm-hmm. And you don't even realize your trauma might be the reason why it brings you together to help the other person versus them helping you.
Absolutely. You never know until you losing that friend and going through that grief makes you turn to Timothy. And you realize that, I don't know, it's a random person. And you know that Timothy went through something similar 3 years ago and can relate to you in a sense that you never knew and you wouldn't have known until you went through that with Shaniqua.
Yeah, what you said. I'm picking up.
You picked it up?
I picked it up.
Okay, thank you.
I needed time to process it because it was a lot.
I looked Shaniqua back in.
Yeah. But yes, this is very true. I love my sister dearly, but sometimes I can't stand her when she tells me the bold truth.
It hurts.
But I also get scared when I need to hold space for her.
Why?
Because sometimes I feel like when I, and not just her, a lot of people, because by nature, Aries are very blunt people. We mean no harm.
I'm blunt.
It's all coming from a space of love. But because we're so blunt, sometimes it can be coming off as brash or rude or disingenuous.
I'm never.
That's two in one episode. It's the final episode, so you guys get to.
I'm definitely not disingenuous. I am just blunt.
Absolutely. So, but for someone who is in a sensitive state, when they're seeking a sounding board or someone to help them work through the motions, right? It can come off that way because it's very black and white. We could be in the gray area all day long, But when it comes to matters of the heart or matters of what we're feeling, we can end up being very black and white. Mm-hmm. Whether it's someone being black and white with us or we're being black and white with someone else.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it is what it is. It's not never ever coming from a place of, I think I'm better than you.
No.
But here's what I think. This is my opinion. I'm not going to be upset if you don't take it, but just know that I said it.
So what I will say about that is, there are very few people that I give my honest, blunt truths to. Because I know that...
You got to tiptoe around them.
Who am I tiptoeing around?
The people who can't handle.
Oh, no.
I've had to.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I'll tiptoe how I need to say it.
I think that... No, because if I'm telling you my honest to God truth and how I believe the situation, I'm telling it to you because you know me as a person. And therefore, you know that whatever I'm saying isn't coming from an... malicious place. Okay. It's coming from a good intent.
Okay.
So the people that I don't tell these things to is because I don't know you that well. We not on that level. You may want the truth from me, but you probably don't really want it. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those where like, I'm just, oh yeah, mm-hmm. I understand. Absolutely. Yeah. It's one of those where if I'm telling you, girl, you need to run away. Like, I don't know why, right? But girl, you need to run away.
That's weird.
From a bad friendship, a bad business relationship, yeah. Family, whatever. You gotta run. Now I'm gonna just be honest. You gotta go.
Right.
But other people,
I'm
gonna be like, I don't know what you should do. What do you think you should do?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and suss it out of them and their feelings, and not just tell you my blunt opinion.
Like I think you and I can be black and white now, versus. Maybe 2 years ago, we couldn't be.
No, I didn't know you 2 years ago.
You knew me 2 years ago. Not in the capacity now.
I didn't know you. Like, I knew you. You was Denise. You got right. The two babies. It was adorable.
Right. No, 2 years ago, we were eating in your living room. So 3 years ago.
3 years ago. Was that really 2 years ago?
It was 2 years ago.
So 3 years ago, you was Denise. You had two kids. I don't know who you was. Yeah, you was this lady. Yeah. You was cool. But you wasn't Denise.
Right.
See how that's different?
Yeah.
You Denise.
That's true. I no longer call you Mr. Kita.
Wait, you do sometimes.
I do. In front of the kids.
Yes. But when you're alone.
Yeah.
You're right.
Because I do that intentionally. Like my mother, I say Nana in front of the kids on purpose. And my mother-in-law.
Because of respect.
Right. So the kids know that's what we're calling you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Guys, how do you cope with your grief when you were going through a breakup in a relationship of any sort?
Right. Are you grieving anyone that's still alive? And how is that still making you feel? Like, especially with social media, I'm sure you can peek in.
You can definitely peek in.
Right?
If you want to.
Peek into them. You
see what they're doing.
Have they reached out to you? Have you reached out to them?
Do you book trips and just run away?
That's...
Because...
Very specific. Very, very specific. She'll never listen to it, though. It's okay.
But I would like to book trips and run away every once in a while. Just for my own pleasure. Just saying.
She's trying to coerce me to run away with her. I don't know how our husbands will feel about that.
Going to run away just for a weekend.
And have a wine and whisper on destinations?
Just a weekend.
A wine and whisper destination?
Wine and whisper destination. Can you guys imagine me when I'm drunk? I'm a whole mess, probably. I don't know. I try not to get drunk anymore. Okay. Oh. My God's looking. It was bad.
Are you grieving someone that's still alive, guys? That's the one. Do you really want us to drink?
Yes, I do. Okay, guys. For real, let us know what's going on. We're here to help if you need help. We're here to talk about it if you need to talk and you want a safe space.
But this says also to seek therapy and counseling. I mentioned that at the top. The yes. conversation, but I'm going to re-loop it back again.
But also you can send us a whisper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
We can read it out loud.
Right.
Give you our ideas and opinions and suggestions and then get suggestions from other people. Absolutely. Although y'all been acting a little quiet lately.
Oh.
Okay. You guys have all of March to catch up because guess what? We're going to take a little bit of a
hiatus.
This wraps up season one. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate you. Thank you for joining
all of the shenanigans.
Pin it. Right. Because we still don't know what we're doing. But We're going to come back in season two.
Hot.
We're coming in.
Hot.
And we've got some new things for you guys, okay? So, catch up on season one.
Please.
Drop that comment in below on all of the videos. And what is it? What do we do? Audio?
Audio.
Audio?
All of it. I don't know. Just all of it.
All right.
Bye, Wispies.
See you next time.
Hey, Wispies. Thanks for joining us for another hard-hitting girl talk. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like and subscribe on your podcast listening platforms. See you next time, Wispies.